Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, Roche and Nurix Therapeutics announce a global collaboration. A Pharma M and A roundup covers three deals announced today, and pharmaceutical executive contributors examine how an emerging wave of biologics is signaling a new treatment era in alopecia areata, beyond the established JAK inhibitor class. Roche and Nurix Therapeutics have entered an exclusive global licensing and collaboration agreement to co-develop and co-commercialize Bexobrutideg, Nurix's oral small molecule BTK degrader, across B-cell malignancies, immunology, and neurology, a deal structured with $700 million in upfront cash to Nurix, and up to $2.3 billion in total potential consideration, including development, regulatory, and commercial milestone payments. Unlike existing standard of care BTK inhibitors, Bexobrutideg degrades rather than inhibits the BTK protein, a mechanism designed to overcome resistance pathways common with covalent and non-covalent inhibitors. And the drug is currently enrolling in a pivotal single-arm phase 2 study in relapsed or refractory chronic lymphocytic leukemia, with a phase 3 trial planned to initiate in summer 2026. Development costs will be split 60% by Roche and 40% by Nurix. Profits and losses from U.S. commercialization will be shared equally, and Nurix will receive low to high-teen royalties on sales outside the United States. Three acquisitions announced today reflect continued momentum across oncology and rare disease. Incyte has entered a definitive agreement to acquire Vega Therapeutics, a subsidiary of Star Therapeutics, for $1.25 billion upfront and up to $750 million in sales milestone payments, a total potential value of $2 billion, adding VGA039, a first-in-class Phase 3 investigational monoclonal antibody targeting protein S for von Willebrand disease, the most common inherited bleeding disorder, which holds breakthrough therapy and orphan drug designations and is designed for once-monthly subcutaneous prophylactic administration. Johnson & Johnson has agreed to acquire Firefly Bio for $1 billion in cash, adding Firefly's proprietary Firelink Degrader antibody conjugate platform, which delivers a selective protein degrader directly to tumor cells via an antibody targeting system to its oncology pipeline, with the deal specifically focused on pancreas and other drivers of hard-to-treat solid tumors. Finally, Galmed Pharmaceuticals has announced an agreement to acquire Colospan, an Israeli commercial-stage medical device company whose CE-marked CG-100 intraluminal bypass device is designed to reduce the risk of anastomotic leak complications and eliminate the need for diverting stomas in colorectal surgery, a transaction that repositions Galmed as a GI-focused medtech and biopharmaceutical platform targeting a market the company estimates at $6 billion. Finally, a contributor piece examines how the alopecia areata treatment landscape is shifting beyond JAK inhibitors, as an incoming wave of biologic therapies targeting upstream immune pathways begins to broaden the options available to patients and physicians. Law argues that rising disease prevalence, growing awareness of the condition's psychosocial impact, and increased recognition of alopecia areata as an autoimmune disease rather than a cosmetic condition are collectively expanding the commercial opportunity in a market poised for steady growth, with the biologics now in development offering the potential to address patient subpopulations who do not respond adequately to JAK inhibition or who cannot tolerate it long term. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.